You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
How low do you think the Nifty 50 index can slip? Stay tuned to find out what experts make of the market downturn. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on markets, FMCG and auto sectors, coal shortage, crisis in Sri Lanka and more. First up, here's how the market fared on May 10th. Sensex and Nifty failed to hold on to the green and volatile trade and extended losses to the third session in a row. Oil and gas, metal and IT shares witnessed losses while select financial and FMCG shares gained. Sensex dropped 630 points from its day's high to end at 54,360, whereas Nifty cracked below 16,250 at close. Investors lost 11.4 lakh crore rupees in the three-day fall as market capitalization of BSE-listed companies came down to 248.3 lakh crore rupees, according to provisional exchange data. Asian Paints stocks were in focus today as the company reported a net profit of 874 crore rupees today for the January to March period, missing street estimates. The net profit was 0.5% higher than the paintmaker's profit of 869 crore rupees in the corresponding quarter a year ago. Its revenue increased 18.7% on a year-on-year basis to 7,893 crore rupees for the quarter under review. Well, after gaining more than 4% in intraday after the result, the paintmaker's stock ended the day 2.8% higher. Meanwhile, Mahindra & Mahindra told CNBC TV 18 that its tractors may see another small hike in prices after an increase in April. The automaker says that April has been the best in the history of the tractor industry. The industry clocked more than 89,000 units. The second best highest was April 2019 when there were sales of 66,700 units. So the industry has set up a new benchmark. M&M took a 2 to 2.5% price hike in April and another increase is likely in the next 2 to 3 months according to Hemant Sikka, the president of farm equipment sector at Mahindra & Mahindra. Next up, here's what Jefferies Chris Wood thinks the worst case for Nifty could be. The global head of equity strategy at Jefferies believes that 2022 is a year of consolidation in the Indian market and the Lal Street has shown resilience despite the outflow of money because of foreign players pulling out. India's benchmark index, that is the Nifty 50, has fallen 4.4% in the last 5 trading sessions and 7.7% over a month. Wood reckons that the worst case situation might be quite a bit lower for the bulls at 14,000. However, he sees the monetary tightening in India to be lower than that of the US. His guess is 200 to 250 basis points of tightening is enough and the bond yields have already risen quite a lot. So to him, this is a year of consolidation in the market where one wants to be adding to their favorite stocks on corrections. Meanwhile, Zerodha founder has a warning on ESOPs. Nitin Kamath says that employee stock ownership plans, that is ESOP, issued by many companies over the last 3 years would be out of money and employee net worth would have taken large haircuts. This could affect the morale of many, which will make it even harder for those running the business, Kamath said as part of a 7-tweets thread. Now moving on to the tiff between BharatPay and Ashneer Grover. BharatPay said it has initiated necessary action against the former founder to claw back his restricted shares following a governance review. It has issued a statement saying it will take all steps to enforce its rights under the law. After a detailed review of the report on corporate governance review of the firm over the last 2 months, the board of BharatPay has recommended several decisive measures that are being implemented. These include a new code of conduct for senior management and employees, a new and comprehensive vendor procurement policy, blocking of vendors involved in malpractices, and regular internal audits. According to the BharatPay statement, the company has also terminated services of several employees in departments who were directly involved with blocked vendors. If required, the company will be filing criminal cases against some of these employees for the misconduct and act of cheating committed by them against the company. Next up is the latest on the power situation. An ICRA report says that the government measures to ease power supply constraints through higher coal imports are likely to increase the cost of supply for distribution companies by 4.5 to 5% in 2022-2023. Girish Kumar Kadam, the senior vice president and core group head of corporate ratings at ICRA, said that all India energy demand in April and May grew 11.5 and 17.6% year-on-year respectively, also supported by heat wave and weather conditions, while the tight domestic coal supply position and elevated international coal price levels continue to affect the energy generation levels. Therefore, the measures directed by the Ministry of Power are likely to considerably increase the coal import dependency for the power sector from about 4% in FY2022 to about 12 to 13% in FY2023. Meanwhile, the Coal Ministry today said that the coal production rose by 29% to 66.58 million ton in April 2022 compared to 51.62 million ton in April 2021. And captive and other mines witnessed 60% production rise. Also, coal dispatched to power utilities went up by 18% according to the ministry. Now, moving on to some good news on the FMCG front. Malaysia, the world's second largest palm oil producer, is considering cutting palm oil export tax to 4 to 6% from 8% currently, according to a Reuters report. The development has been taken positively by companies like Hindustan Unilever and Godrej Consumers, who use palm oil to make a variety of products from lipsticks to noodles. Indonesia's wider palm oil export ban has trapped at least 2,90,000 tons of edible oil meant to be headed to India at ports and refining plants, according to industry officials quoted by Reuters. Thus, Malaysia opening its export doors slightly more will mean relief for the supply hit fast-moving consumer good companies. The country plans to leverage the global edible oil shortage to regain market share after buyers in recent times have weakened off the commodity over environmental concerns. Now moving on to updates on Cyclone Asani. The severe cyclone neared the east coast this morning amid indication of gradual weakening, according to the India Meteorological Department. The cyclone, which was moving at a speed of 25 km per hour on Monday, has slowed down to 5 km per hour as it lay center around 300 km southeast of Kakinada in Andhra Pradesh and 510 km south-southwest of Gopalpur in Odisha. The system is expected to recurve tonight and move parallel to the coast in the north-northeast direction. The severe cyclonic storm has already started losing steam and it will further weaken into a cyclonic storm during the next 24 hours as it nears the coast and makes the recurve, the weather department has said. Lastly, here's the latest on the situation in Sri Lanka. Defying a nationwide curfew in Sri Lanka, a few hundred protesters continued to chant slogans against the government today, a day after violent clashes saw the resignation of a prime minister who was blamed, along with his brother, the president, for leading the country into its worst economic crisis in decades. Protesters swarmed the entrance to President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's office for the 32nd day to demand that he follow his brother's footsteps and quit. The site outside Rajapaksa's office has seen sustained crowds of thousands for weeks, but had dropped to a few hundred on Tuesday due to a strict curfew following clashes yesterday that left four people dead. Meanwhile, Sri Lankan Parliament Speaker requested embattled President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to reconvene the House this week to discuss the current situation. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.